Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another Clear the Screen podcast episode. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins. We're so excited for our guest today, Ms. Katie Louise. I love your energy, and she's one of our sisters on the other side of the globe. And that's what I love about this work is that, you know, our soul family is coming together, and we're so excited to hear about your story today, Katie.
And Thank you. Just to introduce you to the audience, Katie Louise is a mindset mentor who helps women stop abandoning themselves and start leading their lives from a place of self-trust. Drawing on her own journey and expertise in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, and hypnosis, she guides women to break patterns, reclaim their identity, and create a life that actually feels like theirs. And Katie, so often in this work, people that have come through it because they've found these tools as a result of them searching for answers in their own lives. So I would love to just have you take us back in time a little bit to where were you before you found these tools? What was life like for Katie Louise back then?
Well, thank you for having me, firstly. And secondly, to answer your question, if I go back in time, I need to go back probably around a good 12 years ago for me. So I was a mother of young children. I had everything that we're supposed to have in life. I had the career. I was working in corporate. I had, you know, healthy, beautiful children. I had the husband, the family, the house, the white picket fence, so to speak. And from the external, I felt like I should be happy. I'm ticking all the boxes. What is going on that is leaving me feeling so disconnected from myself? I wanted more out of my life. And I guess I had not really ever been around people that modeled how to even know what more is, right? So we focus so much on what we don't like about what's going on in our lives at that time. So I knew all the things I didn't want, and I was feeling, I guess, quite unworthy of all the things that I had. And there was just this massive disconnection. So for me, I started seeking personal development. I started reading books. I started attending some workshops, and I felt that every single time I attended something, I picked up new little philosophies or new ways of thinking, yet they always somehow had me doubting myself more, blaming myself more for not knowing the philosophy sooner, or for really not being clear on how I would actually integrate that into my life. So it continued to spur this level of hopelessness, or almost like there's something wrong with me. Oh, so someone's written a book about this. Is this common knowledge? What's wrong with me that I didn't know this, or that I can't show up in this way? And I guess it led me to be a client of a gentleman who had studied these tools. And going through a 12-week program with him, it was the first time, I think, in my life that I had felt some self-worth and some excitement about my future, and actually was given permission to have a clear outcome and direction, right? So that's the kind of quick story on how I was first exposed to even understanding there is another way, and there's a way of really, really obtaining the control of the steering wheel in our own life.
I love that. It's okay. That whole saying, you don't know what you don't know. right? And yes. I know I was same as you, Katie, like your story resonates with me so much. Like checked the kid box, checked the husband box, checked the house box, checked the job box. And I'm like, I did all the things. How come I still feel so dead inside? And again, like you, like something inside me, my soul was not being fulfilled. Other areas were being fulfilled about, except my soul wasn't. And again, as soon as we listen and, you know, we listen to that little voice that there's something more to life and that, you know, you follow the breadcrumbs. And that's always the pattern that we see is you just, if you listen and you follow the breadcrumbs, the universe will guide you where you need to go. And I don't know about you, but I mean, I say this to Melissa all the time, like the more we learn about this stuff and the way our mind works, the more I realize I don't know anything. I think I got a handle on life. And then I'm like, nope, that's not it at all. And then you think you learn some more and you're like, oh, I got it. And like, nope, it's like there's, and I think that's just part of the system is this constantly needing to grow and learn and evolve. Because just like we say with plants, you're either growing or you're decaying, right? And so we want to keep growing. So, you know, I love that you're at now. And I know, you know, we're in the Master Trainer program together and, you know, where are you now? Like, what are you most excited about? I know, like, you know, we're always kind of redefining who we are. And I know you've gone through some different life changes as I did. And like, what excites you now about like where your path is going?
I guess the main thing that excites me now is just the possibilities. So with what I have learned and continue to learn, it has enabled me to become more resourceful and trust myself on such a level that even when my external world, don't want to swear, but throws shit at me, I trust myself that I will get through it. And I guess the younger versions of me didn't have that. She did not trust herself. She was looking for external people, places, things to come in like the knight on the white horse and save me. And now I trust myself to do that, or I trust myself to walk the walk anyway and move through whatever is thrown at me and know that I will get to the other side.
I love that, Katie, because part of this learning that I believe you've encountered as you came through all of this life experience and then all of these trainings is a deep understanding that everything is happening for you always to learn something. Mm-hmm. And therefore, even when the world throws shit at you and you're in the ick of all of it, that there's still the awareness for your mind to go to, okay, why is this happening? You know, how is this happening for me? So that it just takes some of the stress off of it and that you can trust yourself and know that there is a reason here. I'm supposed to learn something. And as soon as I learn it, that moves me through it.
Yes, exactly. It's not so much for me a how is this working for me? I guess underneath it is, but where I'm at in my journey right now, it's more about how can I see this from a different lens that opens up the avenues of seeing the possibilities? So the younger version of me would do the, why is this happening to me? What's wrong with me?
Right.
And now it is, what can I learn from this? And what other possibilities are there that allow me to move towards what I want instead of getting stuck in the loop of why me, what's wrong with, you know, me, and why am I not
victim island, right? Like,
yeah,
the victim island being at effect, right? All that stuff, like the blame and the reasons and the excuses, whereas now you're in Solution City, as we call it. And now, you know, you can, as Melissa likes, you know, put on your power suit and don your cape and just, you know, figure out what's happening and how to keep moving through it, because we know that that's the only option. And, you know, something that we're big proponents of is that if it's hard, if life is hard, you're just doing it wrong, right? That's why I have my little easy button on my desk, right? If it's hard, that's the universe communicating with you to say like, hey, maybe we should be moving in this direction because maybe that's not the direction for you. And I know, you know, you've been really exploring, you know, as you graduate with all the certifications and where you want to, you know, work in the world, what would you tell like your younger self? Like, what's the biggest piece of advice? Like, some, because I know, like, we always tend to attract the people that we used to be, right? And I know you keep talking about like younger Katie. Like, if there's someone out there listening that's like, oh my gosh, I used to be Katie, or I am Katie right now, like who she was before, I want to get to where she is now. What's the piece of advice that you would give them to help them get kind of out of victim island into the solution city?
Great question. So I believe that we all have our own internal compass, and that the greatest thing that we can do is learn to listen to that. So you talk about the easy button, we talk about resistance when life feels hard. I think for younger version of me and anyone else who's listening who feels that they're shrinking themselves, that life is hopeless, that they're really lost, it's actually to lean into that and recognize that that is their alarm system and that they are worthy of whatever their heart desires. They do not have to stay in those feelings. Life is not hard. It's not meant to be hard. They just need to learn to actually listen to their compass that will tell them when people, places, things are not in alignment, and that they can learn tools that will give them the power to peel back the layers of themselves and know themselves on such a level that ease and that clarity becomes your guiding light.
And we also know that these tools help a lot too. So what are your favorite go-tos? Like, you know, Melissa and I, we were all about timeline therapy. We love timeline therapy. We're promoting it all the time. We're big proponents of getting that out into every household. What is like, you know, because what are your go-tos, and what would you recommend if, you know, someone wanted to really kind of take control, where would you recommend they focus?
Look, for me, I recognize that I used to live from such a place of fear. So one of my all-time favorite tools is actually the blowing out someone's submodalities and the logical levels, almost like you would do in the phobia model, right? Right. Because when you are so scared of anything happening, it is so incredible how a quick submodality shift can entail a completely different sensation in your body and remove that fear and allow you to move forward because you see things differently, you hear things differently, and you feel things differently. So definitely that's one of my favorite techniques. Absolutely love timeline therapy. And also, I think for me, just a lot of submodality work. So really the swish and mapping across. Just more recently, I found myself going back to a craving that I had when I was pregnant. No, I'm not pregnant again, but just found myself, I think, out of boredom. And so just being able to do that submodality shift to go, hey, this is not really what I want to be doing at 10 o'clock at night, sitting down with a bowl of yummy cereal watching TV. And so being able to use those submodality techniques to, you know, replace that with what I do want to be doing instead. So powerful.
And what I love about submodalities and really all of our techniques is how powerful they are and how quick they are. You know, literally with mapping across that you're talking about and replacing what you do want to be doing with a habit that you want to stop, it literally can be done in less than 5 minutes once we've done all of the setup. And that is how fast it is to start rewiring our neurology in our unconscious mind in order to create new habits, new results, and what we want in life. And so often people think, you know, it takes months and, you know, 30 days to change a habit, or, you know, weeks of hard work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And again, that word hard comes in because that's the programming, that it has to be hard and it, you know, like it's not worth doing unless it's been, you know, hard effort's been put in, et cetera. And I love sharing with people that it doesn't have to be that way, that our mind is so powerful and we can shift things literally like that when we learn how. And that's why Billy and I are such huge proponents of getting this work out, why we have this podcast, and why we love having, you know, other practitioners, trainers on to share this message with the world. So if any of the audience is listening and you're attempting to change some habit in your life, some aspect of your life that isn't serving you, that you know you want to shift, and you think you cannot, or you think it's going to be too hard, tune into what Katie is sharing here, because it doesn't have to be that way.
I mean, even simple anchoring, right? Like, anchoring is such a, we're constantly being anchored anyways. And so if we create like a resource anchor when we get into those, you know, like the stinky moods. And, you know, it's funny, I was watching actually one of Tony Robbins. He's doing this AI advantage thing. And at the end of the session today, guess what he did? He did anchoring, and he was stacking anchors on the heart. And I was like, man, it's so simple. You just got to have some positive thoughts and anchor it. And it's like, that's what I love about this work. It's simple. It's not like rocket science, right? Even though we're working with neurology and the mind and the brain and everything, it's not like brain surgery. It's such a simple idea that imagine if you could shift your state just in a matter of moments to then, you know, like I know Katie, you're a mom too, like just to get yourself back in, like, you know, if you're in, you know, we're in businesses too. And sometimes you just get in stinky mood when you're in business because we're doing the things, and then you take it on your poor little ones because they're the ones running around. And I mean, it's so empowering, right? I love, like, it's like we call this empowerment work, right? We call it life skills, that it's not just, you know, if you want to run a business, like it helps. It's like every area of your life. What other areas in your life, Katie, has it really affected you and helped you kind of, again, take control of who you are and who you want to be?
I think just to add an extra point to what you said before, yes, these are such easy and powerful tools. And there is a level of personal, I would say, freedom when we actually go through these trainings. Because there's a difference from being a client to being the student, right? And when we learn it for ourselves and we then go deep enough to learn the structure, like you were saying with Tony Robbins, it's like you can anchor to the heart. You can do so many different things when you understand the why behind and the how and the structure of these tools. So to map that across now into other areas of my life, absolutely in parenting, it has assisted me to connect to my children in a way I could only really ever have dreamed of. I can see things now from their model of the world and adjust how I communicate to them in a way that allows them to see me as a safe person and open up. And when I was a kid, I never opened up to my parents, right? So to be able to provide that to my children, who are boys that naturally wouldn't really tell mum their deepest, darkest secrets, yeah, that through our language sections, learning these tools and the linguistics of seeing someone else's perspective, absolutely my parenting has changed. What other areas? I guess obviously there has been a career shift because I just have like a fire under my butt in order to help other people, predominantly women. I call it kind of reparenting, not in the way that's thrown around, but in basically taking yourself back and learning how to undo or clear the screen, as you ladies say, all the things that we have just absorbed and taken as parts of us that do not help us. So career, absolutely. Parenting, absolutely. Spiritually, I just, again, it has allowed this awareness that I'm just a blip in the universe, right? So there is so much more out there. There is always more to learn. There is always more to experience. And there are always more people to meet. You'd never know who is going to, you know, come into your sphere when you start doing this work. I think that's probably, I mean, I could talk for hours on all the different ways this has changed my life, but if I look at the different areas of life, they'd probably be the main ones for me. Health as well, actually. Let's throw that one out there. So for me, I have been able to feel things in my body and I guess heal symptoms of things that had been pain and ailments for quite a few years, just through understanding the mind-body connection and doing the work to clear what was being held at that body level. So
I love that. Most people, I was having this conversation yesterday with someone that, you know, most people that are working with the body here, but we don't realize it's only showing up here because you're not dealing with it up there, right? We deal with the higher bodies, the three higher bodies, the mental, emotional, spiritual bodies. And guess what? All of a sudden it disappears in your physical body because now you started paying attention, right? That's all that the body was wanting to do is just be like, can you please pay attention? Because there's some things I'm missing. You're not getting it. So, you know, we know that the unconscious mind will get what it needs. And, you know, I know Melissa talks about this all the time with, you know, her health clients and stuff.
Absolutely.
Katie, I want to come back to what you said, where I'm just a blip in the universe, which, yes, if you're looking at, you know, the scope of what's available to us that most people are not even aware of, yes, we're just a blip. However, I want to give the flip side of that as well, that you are your very own unique self with gifts that no one else has come into this planet with that allows you to fulfill your mission, which is makes you so much more than just a blip. And the passion with which you speak of this work is, you know, clearly showing that you are on your mission now. As you said, you have the fire under your butt and you're excited to share this with others, as are Billy and I. Like, we just want the world to know, because this isn't taught at school. And, you know, we're taught the conscious mind, the tiny little 10% of our mind. And then for many people, life is hard and that becomes the programming. And when they hear that it can be easy, some people might be like, well, that's too good to be true. It can't be that easy. And again, that's simply programming. So letting, the more we can educate people, the more we can get this out there. And then people have more choices in their healing journey and in having the power to step into who they were always meant to be to fulfill their mission. And that's why we want to get it out there. So in terms of fulfilling mission and serving others, if people are listening to this podcast and they're going, yeah, that was me, I want to know more about what Katie Louise has done and potentially work with her, how would people reach out to you and be able to connect with you in order to work with you?
So I do have a website.
Mm-hmm.
So it's katie@katielouise.com.au and also via email. So katie@katielouise.com.au is also my email. So there's a link on my website. And then just through socials, they can follow along if they like and message me through there as well. I do share a little bit about programs I'm launching or coaching opportunities specific to, you know, that kind of reparenting and allowing ourselves to really become the authority in our own lives and determine what serves us and what doesn't, and let go of the things that no longer serve us through using all of these tools that we have. So that would be the way.
That's awesome. Thank you. And we will have all of that in the show notes for listeners. And as we wrap this episode, thank you so much for being here and sharing your journey, your wisdom. Is there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience today?
Absolutely. I really do believe that when we're able to peel back the layers that society has programmed into us, that our generational, you know, passed down conditioning has been integrated into us and absorbed, when we're able to really peel back those layers and feel that choice, everything is a choice, it just opens up such a level of personal power that is unmatched by anything else I have experienced in my 43 years. So I really would encourage anyone who's feeling lost anyone who's feeling a little bit hopeless, like a shell of themselves, whether it be in relationship, whether it be in career, whether it be in whatever area of life, I would really encourage them just to have a look, just to have a look at some of these tools, have a look at some of the workshops, trainings, coaching even, and just open their mind to the power that these tools hold for them in their own lives.
Love that.
Yeah.
From where we started, you don't know what you don't know, and life can be easy and it can flow and you can have the life that you dream of. It's not just for the other people over there. It's literally for anyone. I think that's what we love about these trainings that we do, is that anybody can do it, right? I mean, I was a police officer for 20 years and Melissa was in corporate. You guys were in corporate. Like, it doesn't mean you have to have gone to school for and get, you know, degrees in psychology and all this. And yet, it, you know, I think it's some of the most powerful tools on the planet, in my opinion. So thank you, Katie, for being here. So awesome seeing you. And we wish you all the best in your new career path. It's so exciting for us to watch how we grow being on opposite sides of the planet.
And to thank you so much, Melissa and Billy.
You are very welcome. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in to the Clear the Screen show. And if you know someone that needs to listen to this episode, please share it with them. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.